Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us today for the Aperture Portal College HR Demonstration. My name is Adina Thurman. I am the HR Operations Line Manager, and today we're going to have Missy Royal, who is our lead and subject matter expert for Aperture, to help me through this demonstration to perform our live demonstration of the actual portal. But before we begin, there's a few items I wanted to address. First of all, I want to thank everyone. Thank anybody that assisted with this entire process. This project has been a long year in the making. We made great progress. And thank you to all the college representatives and to the SSC, and especially to Missy, for all the hard work and dedication and struggles that we went through. But we made it. We're going to have some great efficiencies, and I'm very excited that we are so close to going live. So whether you joined just one of our sessions or you joined all of them, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. One more thing, or a few more things, I should say. Aperture is actively moving changes from our staging environment to production. So during this demonstration, we may experience a few bumps just because they might be moving the specific thing we're showing. Not sure, but we wanted to call that out. Second thing we needed to ask for is for your patience, because the portal is running slow. We are all aware of that. Our testers experienced it, and it will be corrected shortly after go live, because Aperture needs to get everything into production before they can do an analysis of where they can help the processes run quicker. So please be patient. When we do go live, you will experience the portal running slow. And during our demo today, Missy will have to wait for things to load to be able to demonstrate them. We have not been able to make any workflow, form, or task updates due to the transition of the data going over, but we will begin those items shortly. And I know we discussed many of them, and you're probably, when we go live, looking for them to have happened. But our team is ready, effective after April 15th, to start working on all of the changes that the work group approved and worked through. So again, ask you for your patience there. And the final note that we want to share with you that we just learned the other night was that Aperture will be moving the most critical pieces from our staging environment into the production environment between the hours of 8 a.m. and noon on Monday, April 8th. We did send out a memo. Please share that memo with all of your users to please just not take any action in the Aperture solution during that time, as you may experience some errors. And they'll be a little bit more difficult to correct because the data is overwriting other data at the time. So please, while they're migrating these critical aspects, to refrain from using the portal. Our agenda today will be, why did we even go to a portal? Some improvements and benefits that we engaged with, how to use the portal, some specific tile overview, view all, completing some tasks, some things that Missy will demonstrate. Getting started is how to log in. There will be several ways that you'll be able to log into the portal. We have not shared that the link yet, because it is attached to single sign-on, and we have not given our system office IT group the thumbs up to go ahead and transition that over quite yet, because we don't want to do it too soon and have somebody in the system without the actual tasks populating on the portal. So we have to wait until after Monday's transition of the final data. We will do a quick demo, and you can ask questions during that time. And then we will talk about what's coming soon. And coming soon are all those workflows and form changes and stuff that we talked about. That'll be a little bit sooner. But the future enhancements are things that were asked of us and or identified during this build that will entail Aperture's assistance in getting those done. So those will be future enhancements that will come out much further after our go live. And of course, who you can contact for any of your support. So why are we implementing the portal? Well, hindsight's 2020. When we were implementing the original solution halfway through the project, everybody on that project had an aha moment and said, you probably could have used a portal for your back-end users. That was something that we could not go back and start. So we continued through the process of building what we had. And the workaround was what you hear me say often in all of our trainings, FCRs. What is an FCR? An FCR is a form completion request. That is your task that you're currently receiving via email. And there's a link, and you have to click that link in order to complete your task. There were challenges with that, and we'll talk about those challenges a little later. But that was one of the reasons for going to the portal. Plus, we wanted to give a better user-friendly experience for our back-end users. So the portal is going to give us some enhancements, which are outlined on the slide, and we will discuss in depth and going forward. So main improvements that your work group, your college representative, SSE, Avature, everybody that participated, these are the main improvements that we've had. We've streamlined and minimized email notifications. We've added due dates for some of the tasks to help drive completion. We've added expiration dates to the tasks to maintain our workflow completion, so those tasks do not sit out there as undone, and the employee never reaches onboarding complete because those particular tasks weren't completed. We've simplified the I-9 process for easier access to the data, and we've eliminated the manual action that you've had to take to move workflow steps to the next steps to integrate to the E-Verify system. We've separated some dependencies of tasks so that they will populate sooner and not be dependent on the previous task to be completed before it will populate. So previously, users would receive an email from Avature indicating a task to be completed. And within that email, there was a link. When they clicked on the link, you would open up the FCR, the form completion request, complete the data that needed to be filled in, click save, and the workflow completed and the next step started. There was a lot of cons to that. The main one was that emails got lost, especially for your managers. It might be something that they didn't have time to get to that day. A week later, they're going, I know I had a task. The reminder comes and they're like, oh, I've got to go find that original email with that form completion request. Or they had to log into the back end of the solution and find it in there. Very clunky and was not very efficient. So we removed that, and now when this email does go to your managers or to yourself, it will have a link to the portal and it will take them to the portal where all of their tasks will be populated if they're due, needing to be done, and all of the FCRs will be done in one place. So this is what a portal screen looks like for College HR. College HR has six tiles on their portal. Managers will only have five. And the one that's not showing to the managers is the onboarding preparation tile. And Missy will explain what that does and where we're going with that. So please note that the expectation is for College HR to log into the system regularly to catch all those tasks that might be assigned in their My Task tile. We, in our efforts to try to eliminate email notifications, and we've combined some tasks together. There were a few that we decided there really doesn't need to be an email notification. College HR knows that they need to, schedule orientation or whatever the other task is to go complete the I-9. So there were some that we removed the email notification, and it'll just populate the task on your tile. So please note that expectation is for College HR to regularly check in on their tasks on the portal. But you will still receive those pertinent emails that we felt that were needed to go and for the timing of them. So the pros of the portal is you get to complete your tasks all in one place, no more searching for that email. Visibility and access to all tasks assigned, not just individual for one of your hires. And we will only have visibility, obviously, for your agency. And we have one additional that we've never had before is we have a delegation into where if maybe you're going on vacation or you need to reassign all of your tasks to somebody for another reason, you can go ahead and delegate and they will be able to complete those tasks on your behalf and they will populate then in their My Task pile. So this is a little blow up of what a My Task tile looks like. You can see it has the employee's name, and it's going to have the college that there were that the job is attached to, and then what the actual task is. So again, these are your six tiles: onboarding prep, onboarding in progress, My Tasks, all employees. That's if they've reached onboarding complete, they will populate there. And if you're ready to, if there's an offboarding that needs to be done, this is where you will find them. And then once you start that offboarding, they will go into offboarding in progress. And then, of course, some agencies do use for classified and wage a probationary process that's been built in Avature. In the case that that is the workflow that you have chosen and that you do, then your task for pro you will be able to be visible for those that are on probationary in progress. Probation in progress, sorry. Few things that you're going to highlight is the view all, and Missy will show us what that means. So, for viewing details and your options, you can view everybody within a tile by clicking the view all, and then they will open up also search and filtering and sorting information, which she will demonstrate as well. Completing your tasks. So the My Task tile displays tasks for your onboarding and your offboarding employees, so it will be mixed up in there. If a task is assigned to multiple users, it will display on the tile for all of the assignees. So once any one of those assignees completes the task, it will fall off everybody else's My Task tile. We will need to note that and call that out, and Missy will talk further about the shared inbox processes and what we're doing with those as well. So just note that if you see it and you're a group of HR representatives that maybe everybody gets the I-9 task, whoever is responsible for that particular I-9, let's just say, for example, college HR at the college has three HR people, and each one of them takes a different classification for completing the I-9s. Well, you'll all get the I-9 for every classification, but you'll know and be able to go into that hire and say, I only do the wage and hires, so I'm going to find the wage and I'm going to complete that. Once you complete your task, it will fall off your other HR representatives' My Task tile. So it's kind of a collaborative and more of a, you don't have to really delegate because it's all going to be there for you on your tiles there for it. So you would click begin task, and Missy will show there's two different ways to begin a task. You fill out the requirements and then you click submit, just like you would do with the email that you currently have with the link. And but now you're doing it directly from the portal. And then once you're complete, the employee's progress will continue to update through the either if they're onboarding or offboarding. So getting started, there again, the expectation is for HR to be logged in regularly throughout the day. We will provide the link to the Avature portal right before go live. But effective the 8th, all email notifications for tasks will now have the link to the portal. So all managers, when they are getting something, if there's a hire in progress going on and a task populates, that will give them the link to the portal. I would suggest bookmarking the link once you get it. That way you have access however you want to or whenever you want to. But in, we are also updating the VCCS landing page, which will be live on the 8th. So the VCCS tile on the My VCCS page will be updated to take the employee or the backend user employee to the portal versus the back end of Avature solution. So you're going to want to also bookmark your current solution link to the back end of the portal. We don't suggest that managers do that because we do not want them in the back end main solution, but college HR will still have some functions that they will need to do in the main solution. So please bookmark that and be prepared. With that said, I'm going to turn this on over to Missy, and Missy is going to do a quick demo for you.
Okay, there we go. Can everybody see my screen okay? All right, so this is what the college HR view of the portal looks like. So across the top, you have your home icon. You have your reports. So this is going to be a variety of reports. When you click on this, it'll actually take you to the main application, a dashboard that we're building there, that will have a variety of reports that will provide the information you're used to getting now in the main application. This feature will only be available to College HR. It will not be available to the managers. We also have external links in case you need a quick access to hop over to some other external link. And then we have delegation, which I'll get into a little further in a moment. Over here, you have your profile. So if we click on that, you can see your profile details. There we go. And of course, we have this little note on here that if you need to update anything, you need to contact College HR. Cannot be updated from here. All right, so let's go back to the homepage. As Adina mentioned, the College HR view will have six different tiles. The first one, of course, is the onboarding preparation. This is once the information is interfaced over from People Admin and created the job in Avature. This will sit here in the onboarding preparation tab or tile, and this is what SSC will still take action on. So we will launch them as soon as, you know, based on the parameters we've established for when these jobs should be launched. We'll get them launched. As soon as they are launched, they'll move over here into the onboarding in progress tile. So you'll be able to take a have a snapshot at all times of who is in progress on onboarding. My tasks, this is probably going to be the most important tile for you to monitor. This is where obviously all your tasks are going to show up for you to take action on. Then we'll also have the onboarding complete. So once everybody that's in this onboarding in progress has gone through the entire process, they'll land here in the onboarding complete. And this is also where you will launch an offboarding, and I'll demonstrate that here in a moment. And then once you've launched the offboarding, they'll move over here into the offboarding in progress. And then, of course, if you are using the probation feature in Avature, that information will show up here. Of course, again, even if there's a task that's in your queue for probation or for offboarding or for onboarding, it'll always show up in the My Tasks tile. All right. So let's take a look at our person, our test person here. I'm going to click View All. You can either click directly from here to do a task, or you can click View All, but for this purpose, I'm going to show you what View All looks like. All right, there we go. So from here, you'll see a list of tasks. You can see here the name of the job and what the step is, what job step it's on, and the due date. From here, you can search, so you could put in the person's name if you wanted to do a search for the person, or maybe you're working on a group of employees that are being hired by a specific supervisor, you could search there. You have multiple options of how to sort. So you can sort by the name, you can sort by hire date, link job step, or due date. There's also a way to switch over the view. So you can view it as a table, or if you prefer, you can view it as cards. You can toggle back and forth between those two views. And for this person, you can either immediately begin the task from here, or in this instance, I'd like to take a closer look at the employee information. So I'm going to click the employee name. So you'll see some information. You'll see some basic details about the employee, an overview about the position. And I will point out that this is one area that Avature is currently working on the configuration. There will be an option here where you'll be able to expand this and it will show more details. It'll show PII about the employee, for example, their address information, their demographic information. All that will display and it'll only be visible to College HR. But here we see we have the quick overview of the job that the employee is being hired into. You can click here to see details about the job. So Let's click that. This is just a general overview of the details of the job. You can see the budget information of the job. Now, if there's anything that needs to be changed here, you won't be able to change it from the portal. It'll need to be changed in the main application. We'll click go back. There we go. And at a glance, you can see all of the tasks and who they're assigned to. So you can see here that there are some tasks that are in the new hires queue to take care of that's showing up on their portal, some for College HR, whoever is assigned to be in charge of training, that task is there, they're assigned to them, and then the supervisor task, and then the due dates. Now College HR will have this option. They'll be able to either cancel or mark a task complete without actually, you know, taking action on the task. This would be, for example, EWP. If you know that the EWP is already completed for this person, there's no need to actually do it through Avature, you can mark it as complete. So that would kind of indicate that it was completed, but not in Avature. Or maybe there's, for some reason, you don't need to do any EWP on this employee. You can just click cancel and that will cancel the job.
Can I interject one real quick?
Sure.
See, so for an example where it says EWP that she was using, it says College HR. That's the first step in the EWP process. So that could repopulate once College HR completes their task. It'll fall to the manager. So you would still see this on the ongoing task, but the assignee will change. So you can keep an eye on the progress of a particular workflow.
Right. And this is a good example too of one thing that we're going to have to do. There are some emails that are going to still need to have attachments to them. For example, EWP. So when we're passing back the PDF version of the EWP, it will still be attached to the email that you get. You'll still be directed to come into the portal to take action, but the actual PDF will be on the email.
Yeah, and this is probably a good spot to discuss the fact that there are several of those types of situations where there's attachments to the emails. And then once they're finally complete, the final view of it all with everybody's signatures and completed data will still go to the file storage on the employee's Avature record. It will not go to the portal for downloading. So if you do need to download a final version of all of the documents that were saved in file storage on the employee's record, you would still need to go into the main solution and go to file storage to do that. There is only one form that we are able to determine how to get that on the portal in time for go live. It is, you know, again, we're trying to keep the efficiency of the portal and the timing and production of it. But the more stuff we add to house there, the slower it will get. But we do know that the I-9 was the most critical piece and we needed to create some efficiency there. So that's where we focused most of our stuff on. Sorry, Missy, keep interjecting, but we're a team.
Thank you. Okay, so once we've reviewed Mary's details and we're ready to begin the task, all you have to do is click Begin Task. And this should look very familiar to you. This is the way the FCR looked that used to be attached to the email that you would receive. It's simply asking you, how you want to accept documents from the new hire for their I-9. So in this case, I'm going to say provide digital upload of your documents. And here you can put in any additional instructions that you wanted to for the email that will trigger to the new hire. So as soon as you fill this out, click save, that will move the workflow automatically and it will send an email to the new hire with the instructions for completing the I-9. So while we're doing that, I'm going to sneak into the back here and simulate actually completing the I-9, so we can see what that looks like. Give me just a second here. Actually, I'll go ahead. Well, yep, it's thinking about moving. And you can see there that the task dropped off of the list. All right. And then you can go on to the next task. But in this case, I'm just going to click home to go back home. And while we're waiting on the I-9 task to go to the next step, I will show you what delegation looks like. All right, so let's move on over here to delegation. All you have to do, so delegation basically is you would assign an individual that would have access to everything that you have access to in Avature right now. So what you would do, you would click assign delegate. You would search for the user that you're going to assign your task to. Pick a start date. So I'm going to start today. I only want it to be good until the end of next week because I'm taking next week off. And then you can notify the individual by email, or if you've already told them, you don't have to notify them. And then once you're ready, all you have to do is click submit, and that will assign that person as a delegate. So let's go over here and take a look at my delegate screen. That's this person. So I assigned Deanna Test as my delegate. So Deanna, all she needs to do is go into delegation. And she'll see here that she is a delegate for this user. So then all she needs to do is click the user. And once that comes up, it will look exactly like the manager or the college HR delegator. And the delegation will automatically expire based on the end date that you put in there, but you could always go in if you're returning from your vacation early. You can always go in and change that end date. So you can see here now Deanna is viewing this as Toni Bowman, but she can always switch back to her view by clicking the switch back. So that is basically how delegation works. And then any action that she takes on the tasks will show up in the journal as, completed for Toni Bowman on behalf of Deanna Test. So it will keep track of everything in there. So that is delegation. All right, so let's go over here and take a look. We can see now that the next step for Mary has moved in the I-9 process. You can either click view all, but in this case, I'm just going to click directly into here because I know that's exactly the task I want to take action on. All right, again, I can see if I look here now that I have this new section where the I-9 links, this is where her completed section one is now. And then I can actually see the documents that she uploaded. So from here, I'll be able to download, view the documents, and prepare to fill out section two. So once I've looked at all that and I'm ready to move on, I'll click begin task. And go through and fill out section two just as you normally would. So in this case, she provided a, I'm just going to keep it simple and say she provided a passport. And date, number, expiration. Go through here. Of course, you would, fill out everything that was relevant. Make sure you put in the employee's first day. You would sign here. And one thing I will call out, one of the improvements that that we are working towards that should be available hopefully shortly after go live is that some of this information is going to pre-populate for you. So instead of having to go in and fill in your college name, address, city, town, city, state, zip every time, it should pre-populate. So that should save you a little bit of time there. All right. Now, once you're satisfied that you filled out section two correctly, then you would go down here and click save, and that will actually submit it. So that will actually move the step to E-Verify create case. So, now what you have to do is actually go in and manually move the step in the main application. But with this improvement, now all you got to do is submit section two, and it will automatically submit it to E-Verify. Okay, so I've successfully completed my task, and now I'm going to go back home.
For when E-Verify sends back their authorized information, I know that is a pending solution for that piece of it. So if they're
That's
the,
right.
if, yeah, I'll let you talk to that.
Yeah. So, you'll still get the email that says, whether or not it was authorized or if there's an issue. In order to see the details of that E-Verify form that you're used to seeing, you would either need to go into the main application, or there will be a report here that you can get to that will take you to the details of the E-Verify form.
Yeah, and that reporting section is a work in progress, and we will definitely need your help to identify what it is you would like to see there, and how we can make things a little bit more efficient and quicker for you to reference.
All right, so now you can see that the I-9 for Mary has dropped off and everything's progressing as it should. You could continue on doing my tasks here. I think the next thing I'm going to show you is how you would begin offboarding. All right, so you would go to your all employees list, locate who you want to move to offboarding. In this case, I already know that I want to move Cindy Anderson term. I need to offboard her. So I'm going to click her record. Again, you could either click view all, go to the entire list and search for the person. But in this instance, I'm lucky that she's already showing up on the tile. So I'm going to go ahead and click her. Take a look at some of her basic details. And when I'm ready to initiate offboarding, I will click here. This is another improvement that we've been able to make. If you recall previously, when you were trying to use offboarding in the main application, you would click begin offboarding, and it would take, at least 5 minutes for the information to transfer over from the requisition onto the offboarding initiation form. Well, now with this new improvement, the information will be pre-populated, so you won't have to have that delay. So you can see here the names has come over. You can fill in the term date, pick the reason, the type and the reason, which I've already filled in. Answer any questions, review, make sure the position number is correct. Make sure the college HR person and the manager, this will have come over from the requisition. And from here, you could choose to just partial save. So if you filled this in, you have, 10 adjuncts that are going to be leaving at the end of the semester, you could go ahead and fill all this in. Just click partial save so it's ready for you whenever you're ready to go on and move it to actually initiate offboarding. But in this case, I'm ready to go. I've already reviewed the offboarding initiation form and I'm ready to launch the offboarding. So all I need to do is click save and that will launch offboarding. It's that simple. All right. So I'll go back home. It'll take it a couple minutes to actually work through the process, but then you'll be able to see that Cindy Anderson term moves over into the offboarding in progress tile. Now, while we're waiting on that, if there's no questions on that, I will move forward and give you a view of what the manager would see. All right, so let me make this bigger. So here is the manager's view. Again, they have the same access across the top. As I mentioned, reports will not be available to the manager, but they will have the external links they can access, as well as the ability to delegate, and they can view their profile from here. The manager will only have five tiles. They will not have the onboarding preparation, but they will have the onboarding in progress, the My Tasks, again, which is the most important for any user to keep tabs on, the onboarding complete. So this will be all the employees that are reporting directly to them. Any offboarding in progress will show up here. And then if there's anything in probation, it will show up here. Again, though, if there are any tasks related to offboarding or probation, they'll all show up here in the My Tasks section. So that is what it looks like for a manager. Any questions? All right. I think, Adina, anything you can think of that I might have missed?
No, great job.
Right, awesome.
All right. I'm going to steal your share. All right. So that's our quick overview of the Avature portal. Now, keep in mind, too, the portal was designed originally to eliminate the clunkiness of form completion requests. As we move forward in future enhancements, we may be able to bring more to the portal, but this was a year in making. So it was just to get those all moved over there is where we're at for functionality at this time. I'm sure that you will have many, many questions and would like to share great ideas, and we welcome them definitely, and we will continue to work together on any future enhancements for that. So what's coming soon? We definitely know that the data set, we need to update data sets, not only for the I-9 auto-populating section 2 for that agency information, but we also need to update our data sets to resolve a shared box notification piece. And so currently there are some tasks that only go to a shared box that was identified by the colleges. In certain parts of the workflow. And right now, if you go to, if that task is assigned to the shared box or the group email, you would have to log into the portal under that group email. So when Missy showed the delegation piece, you could delegate that group email and toggle between the two, but we didn't want that to be what. It wasn't efficient, basically. So we will, once we go live, we can update those data sets and we will add that shared box and the workflow tasks that are currently going to it to a new data set, which will include the shared box and your college HR representative. So everybody gets notified. And again, whoever wants to complete the task can complete it and it'll fall off everybody else's responsibilities. Again, Avature is optimizing the portal performance speed. We're going to continue to review those emails, the volume of emails, the tasks assigned. Can we combine? Can we do that stuff? More and more experience you get with using the portal, I'm sure the more feedback we will get to say, why are we even getting this email anymore? You know, it's right there. We could do it. So we can continue to hone that. There will be workflow updates that were pending go live, several things that we talked about for the health plan workflow, I-9 populating on the new hires reminder, the reminder of the I-9 populating there. There's several things that we have on our to-do list, which our SSE team will start working on as soon as we go live on the 15th. And so we will continue on these, and these will be coming sooner. Then these are future enhancements that are going to take a little bit more work and implementation team from Avature to help us go through it because it's very dynamic builds. So additional reporting options is something that we have been I had batting around and working on to get you some analytics. So on the drop down of reports, you might jump into the I-9 thing, and we might be able to put some graphs and analytics on there for you to utilize. The IT user group, there is a very large IT user group specifically at one of our agencies that uses the Avature process and a lot of FCRs, which we were unable to unpack and rebuild in time for this go live. So that will be our next group to work for and be able to move their tasks to the actual portal versus working off a backend list. And then where Missy demonstrated where you could filter and sort by name or agency or supervisor, there is a saving option that was not implemented in time. So that is something that Avature will be working on, so that if you do filter by a specific way, you can click to save that particular filter. So that when you go back in, it's there for you every time. Missy, did I miss anything?
No, I don't think so.
Great. One thing we are working on, and we're very excited to work with our customer engagement team, is with specific quick reference demos, which will break apart this entire long demo into a quick overview, then a separate one for delegation, a separate one for completing tasks, and so on. So we have great resources, and we're very excited to be working with them. And hopefully we'll have those shortly after go live as well, so that you can share those out with your employees that are using the backend portal. If you have any questions during the next week is our smoke test week. So technically we're live, but starting Monday at noon, technically we will be live, but we know that there will be challenges, and Avature is well aware of that as well, because if you can imagine what we've built, we're now overwriting and putting in production. We don't want to overwrite things that maybe changes have been made in production during this entire process. So we'll be, just reach out to us. Just reach out to the help center. You can reach out directly to your technician, your HR technician, and we will all work together to overcome anything that you're experiencing over the next week, because we do have Avature at our fingertips. As of April 15th, we should be smooth sailing. We lose the implementation team from Avature, but it's not like they're gone forever. We just go to customer support and put tickets in at that point in time. So just know that we're here for you. You have several ways to reach out to us, and we always appreciate the great communication that you share with us. So other than that, there's nothing else. We just appreciate you and have a great day.